USA Radio News.
A former White House aide's testimony before the House panel investigating the Capitol attack indicated that the U.S. Secret Service may have had advance warning of the potential violence at the Capitol.
The president said something to the effect of, "I'm the effing president, take me up to the Capitol now." To which Bobby responded, "Sir, we have to go back to the West Wing."
Cassidy Hutchinson, a top deputy to then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, told lawmakers that the security team guarded the then President Donald Trump and senior White House officials were aware there were serious threat posed by some descending on Washington, D.C. on January 6th. The Secret Service has denied the allegation that Trump went after an agent. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Tear gas or pepper spray was used on patrons at a popular nightclub in South Africa when more than a dozen teenagers mysteriously died there. An eyewitness told ABC News the tear gas suffocated many people. That's why they died. The South African Police Service has declined to comment on possible causes of death, citing the ongoing investigation. No arrests have been made. A city council meeting was held in Uvalde, Texas.
A special city council meeting happened in Uvalde, Texas, where 19 students and two teachers were murdered. Mayor Don McLaughlin says they're being frozen out by the district attorney, who is refusing to release information about the investigation.
She's the person that's holding all the keys to the kingdom. She's the one that's telling everybody they can't talk, but yet she'll go in the press and say, "I don't have an investigation going on."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
The family of an 11-year-old boy who died on a water ride at an Iowa amusement park a year ago filed a wrongful death suit in the state court Thursday, alleging the park failed to properly maintain and repair its rides. The then family of six were on the Raging River ride at the park when the raft carrying all six family members flipped.
All of us were trapped in seats and seatbelts. I see the silhouettes of my sons trying to grab each other, grab us. They wanted us to help them. We couldn't do it.
Michael Jarmello drowned and other family members were injured. The lawsuit alleged Adventureland failed for years to properly maintain and repair its rides, including the Raging River. The lawsuit claims the park continued to operate on the day of the accident despite reports of serious problems. The Supreme Court has made another ruling. This time, it's about a climate change agenda.
The Supreme Court is not feeling the Biden administration's climate change agenda, ruling Thursday that the Environmental Protection Agency cannot pass sweeping regulations that could overhaul entire industries without additional congressional approval. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.